And we've had a great week, and here we are with somebody, Pizza Guy, and Miss Penny Latham.
Yeah.
And here you go, Miss Penny Latham.
Yeah, here we go. So how's everybody doing? I hope everybody's doing good. And
What a week.
Yeah, what a week it's been. It's really terrible, terrible weather up here.
No, it has not. It's been beautiful. What do you mean terrible?
Yeah.
It's 90 degrees.
You know, we love bantering back and forth. But anyway.
Yeah, about it.
Yeah, so.
How do you go it's terrible when it's been beautiful?
Well, you know what? Today it is so cold.
No, it's 70 degrees.
You know.
I'll take 70 degrees before it. 50 degrees.
I always say he's Mr. Freeze because he can handle any temperature, but
oh,
me.
Wow, right off.
But anyway, so today we're just.
So wait a minute. Wait. So how do we go from crappy weather to beautiful weather?
Well, we had that all week. It was great. I think we enjoyed it.
Beautiful.
But today it's been kind of overcast. And, you know, I'm one of these people. I do better when it's sunny out.
So do I.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, productivity kind of lowers itself when I'm, you know, when there's no sun out. But anyway, so Celebrity Pizza Guy is where we've been, what we've been doing, what we're about. And you know, this last weekend we did a car show with Prime Motivation, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we got to see Rodney Allen Rippey. And
his own pizza.
We've got some really good video of that.
Footage.
Oh, my gosh. My God. The footage on that was just incredible.
Dominic Jackson, the nephew of Michael Jackson. We have, we met Benny and the Jets. We have
It was a good weekend. It really was.
We met that are coming out into the world of music, and it was a great time.
Then we also got to meet some people that are actually own the venue out at Breakwater, where we're going to be doing our event this weekend with West Coast Speaker Coalition. So we're going to be doing some catering. We've got. And you know what? If you want to come and listen to some amazing speakers, we do still have some tickets available. We're trying to, just give people
a beautiful event. It's in a beautiful place.
Yes, a
Dana
new thing.
Point on its own little island with a restaurant and yachts all around.
Yeah. So if you go to, if you go to ericzuli.com/ events, we can definitely have someone give you a call. We're trying to
accommodate.
We want to accommodate everybody, but the speakers are amazing.
So yes, and it's going to be an awesome event. It's going to be a huge event, and we're going to be actually, this is our menu for this event. We are going to have Caesar salad for the beginning, then we are going to have pizza, where some celebrities are going to create their own pizza. And then we're going to have
lasagna,
which this is the Eric Zuli lasagna.
Eric Zuli lasagna.
Oh, forget about it. It's going to be with spinach, mushrooms, ricotta cheese, mozzarella, and my gravy. And once they taste that, oh.
Forget about it. That's so good.
Oh
it's
God.
So good. So
their lips are going to be like,
yeah, gourmet.
So anyway, and after that, for dessert is tiramisu.
Yeah, it's going to be a great menu. We've got an antipasto salad as well that's going to be given in the beginning. And anyway, so we are, definitely, all our travels down to Los Angeles. This last trip was extremely long.
I called it forget about it. You know why? Because when we drove back, we left at 4:30 in the afternoon. We got home at 5 a.m. and we were stuck in a traffic jam because there was an accident on I-5 and we were stuck for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And you know what we said? We said, forget about it. We're
no kidding.
Turn.
No kidding.
We went through, went around, went back south to I-5 and cut it up.
We always have an adventure when we go down. I swear. There's not one trip that we've ever made.
We didn't have a 3 hour delay, we would have been home.
We got squeaky noise coming in the background there. But it's always
Mr. James Zuli, are you okay there?
so anyway, so So we are, we're going to go to commercial, and we're going to.
In 30 seconds.
In about 30 seconds. And
so let's, get on,
so
let's
that,
get on with our journey here.
So tell me something. What's the weather like?
The weather is.
Do you know what the weather like?
Well, the weather lock.
The weather
I can give
life.
You the weather lock, but I can't give you the weather lick. Hold on. The weather lock is. And there's no sneezing either. We have Lansing, New Jersey, 31 degrees. Redding, California, 58 degrees. Ocean City, New Jersey, 30 degrees. Miami, Florida, 64 degrees. Vineland, New Jersey, 30 degrees. Las Vegas, 87 in Las Vegas. Wow. We have in Los Angeles, California, 78 degrees. And in Orlando, Florida, 54. Wow, it's warmer out here than it is in Florida. Forget about it.
So we're going to go to commercial now. So if you can join us in a minute, that would be awesome.
I think you like the commercial. Hello.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's back.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing really good. So, you know, we are represented by Easy Way Promotions, which, of course, has been involved with Pamela Hasselhoff and also we've also been, you know, they have all these different A-list events that they've been putting together, Akon, Tyga, all these different things. You know, we have some, yes, RASB from B2K. We've got some amazing events that are coming up. And also, you know, we have one, like we said, this weekend. And if you want to get involved with Easy Way, all you have to do is look up ericzuley.com, and that's Z-U-L-E-Y. And we're going to bring on our next guest. We have an amazing relationship with this gentleman. We got to know him through the Celebrity Pizza Guy catering events page on our Facebook page, which was awesome. He contacted
his event.
Yeah, for his wife's birthday. Oh my God. Yes. His other half and Raquel, and she had a 50th birthday, which happy birthday again. And anyway, so we have
Alex Harris is coming on right now. Are you ready?
Hello, guys.
Hi, how are you? I think that's great that you're on. That's
how
wonderful.
Was that introduction?
That's a good one. And so you are
how
such
you
a,
doing, Alex?
Al, you are such a multifaceted person, and we just always have so much fun with you. So how are you today?
Yeah, we just had my big 50th birthday party on the. Hi,
yeah,
everybody, by the way. we just had my big 50th birthday party on Saturday night. It was absolutely incredible. It was up in the Malibu Hills on top of a mountain. And we had six fashion shows, five live singers, we had dancers. Everybody came. It was crazy. I'm sorry you guys couldn't make it. I know you had a busy day.
I'm sorry we didn't either. You know, we just had so many things going on, and we had that night.
Actually, you know what happened? We had to wait for them to come pick up our pizza oven, and we sat there, and they go, we have to sit there and wait for them to come pick up the pizza oven. Guess what happened?
And then
they never picked it up until 2 days later. I said, what happens if I sat here for 2 days?
we needed to charge him by the hour. You know what I mean?
No, I'm charging $2,000.
I said, did you know that we had an event?
Yeah, we went. We were going to go to your event, and we had to sit there and wait for them to pick up this pizza oven that we got. And we couldn't leave. That's why we didn't go to your show.
But you know something, we had so much fun when we catered your event with Raquel. And, you know, we were so sad we couldn't.
No, it was Raquel's birthday party.
Right, it was her birthday party.
And
her
I catered it.
Yes.
And it was an awesome
fantastic.
Time.
You guys did a great job. Yeah, you did
well,
a great job.
But we just,
party.
You know, we always have fun.
So anyway, we were sitting there waiting for this truck to come pick up this oven. And I said, Penny, how long are we going to wait for? I said, every dollar is an hour.
every hour is a dollar.
Every hour is a dollar. So anyway, I said, listen, I said, forget about it. I said, okay, we're going to leave after three. We waited 3 hours. So basically we wasted 3 hours of our night.
That's crazy.
And where we were going to go to, we were going to go to Malibu. And we were going to go to Malibu to come to your party.
So
and make pizzas. I didn't care what you said.
Yeah, he would have brought Joe.
Because I had galore.
Galore.
I had everything
the word for
ready. And I really wanted to be at that mansion on Malibu and celebrate.
Watching you smile and have all that fun. My God, those pictures were awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, I said, we're leaving. I don't care.
Let's make it short.
So we left. And guess what? They didn't come until Monday morning.
Yeah, they didn't come until
Monday. Oh, wow.
I said, so what happens if we sat here until Monday?
That's crazy.
So now we're going to get to the story of Al Harris.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Al
amazing
Harris.
Al Harris.
You were born in the UK.
Yes, that's right. In the south of England.
So what town were you born in?
Like a state. And it's in the southeast of England. It's a very beautiful place. It's called the Garden of England. It has lots of gorgeous, green valleys and lots of castles and country pubs. And it's a wonderful place. It's probably the most beautiful county in England, although some people will probably disagree with me. But it's a very, very gorgeous place. And I grew up in that part of England and loved it, always loved it.
Did you drink a lot of Guinness?
Not really. lots of cider. English love the cider. I don't think you have cider in America. It's different here. But yeah,
where did you go to high school at?
He's always got to fight for the moment.
Yeah, okay. I went to a very famous school in England in the same place called Tunbridge. It's in the county of Kent. And it was a very famous school. It's about 600 years old and very famous for its sports and, its cricket especially, because cricket's a very big deal in the UK. And I went to school there. And I went to a school in Switzerland for a year when I was 19. And then after that, I went to New York because I went into the family jewelry business. With the family deal in antique estate jewelry. And we've been going since, I think, about 1851. And the seventh generation of the family. And so I went to New York and I trained there for a while before I went home when I was about 21.
Wow. But that's awesome that you did that. So let me ask you something. So how did you get in the gem world?
Yeah, I mean, it's a family business.
But what made you want to do it, even though your family did it?
My father was a great connoisseur of gems. And from the word go, from when I was growing up, I was always fascinated by gems and diamonds and rubies and sapphires and estate antique jewelry. So I really loved it. And, he really encouraged me to go into the business. And right from when I started, I just loved it. I really enjoyed it. I had a real flair for it. And so from the age of like 20, I was doing the jewelry business.
Yeah, you are Al Harris the gem.
That's your new
name. Gem of a guy.
Al Harris the gem.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Seriously, Alex, that's awesome.
That is.
You know
that's fantastic.
Listen, because you know why? It's been a long-going business with your through establishments of your family, and that's like me, where we've gone through generations through our business. With we have Rubens Hardware since 1932. You have the gemology of gems with through your family.
The genealogical
since 1892.
Edge.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful.
So what about your travels to find gems? Have you been anywhere interesting?
You know, until just a few years ago, I used to go. I had offices all over the world. I had offices in LA, in London, in New York. I moved to New York about 12 years ago. I was the first one of the family who'd ever moved, you know, actually moved to New York. And right from the word go, I love New York. I was there for, I think I was there for about 10 years until I moved to LA a couple of years ago. And I just really enjoyed it. I think being an Englishman in New York, as the song goes with Sting, it's a great thing. You know, the English, the Americans really seem to like the English people. And right from the word go, I was really welcome there. I was a little bit nervous about New York because it's kind of a scary place, people say, when you first get there. But I started a social media company that was very involved with charity stuff and it grew very big. It had about, I think, 300,000 members on Facebook, and I used to do very big events there and nothing to do with the jewelry. The jewelry was a separate venture. And that's, you know, that's really how I got New York under my thumb. I really enjoyed it. So I was traveling, but going back to your question, I was traveling an awful lot. I would go back to the UK almost every 2 or 3 weeks.
Wow.
I would go to the West Coast every 2 weeks, a week.
Yeah.
Of traveling.
So,
you're on the Midnight Express.
The Midnight Express.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So tell me something. So how did you meet Raquel and how did you guys get started in this next adventure?
Yeah,
that's a great question. We actually knew each other for a long, long time. I had a very big charity event in New York. I had about when the terrible oil spill, the Exxon Valdez oil spill, happened in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah,
and I put together a huge charity event. There were 10 bands, and Raquel at the time had a very famous dance troupe. She was a famous dancer, and she lived in Chicago. And even though we knew each other on Facebook, we never actually met. So I invited her. This was about 7 or 8 years ago. I invited her to come to New York with her dance troupe and flew them all out to New York from Chicago. And they did an amazing, performance at the charity event. And so we stayed friends ever since. I was with somebody else, and so we weren't, you know, there was never an opportunity for us to be together until about two and a half years ago. We finally started dating, and that's when we both moved to Los Angeles.
That's fantastic. Well, I'll tell you, I'm very impressed with your business, and I want to hear more about it. So tell us, what made you want to start the Kiss the Monkeys, and also, how did you name Kiss the Monkeys?
Yeah, everybody asks us that. That's a good question. Well, Kiss the Monkeys was a very, it was a pipe dream that Raquel and I had, and we thought, let's get together, a few people, a few friends, let's see if we can have a little bit of fun. And originally, not many people know this, but originally Kiss the Monkeys had a very different direction. It was meant to be a dating site for the over 35s. And a lot of people said to us, Alex, I'm sorry, we can't be involved in a dating site. My wife will kill me or my husband will kill me. So we changed that as Kiss the Monkeys, and we started it as a group, a social networking group, to do good events and do good to help other people, lots of charity stuff. And Kiss the Monkeys, when we first started talking about the name, Raquel always used to call her daughter her monkey. And because we love animals and it was all about love and peace and giving back, we thought, you know, let's try a few kisses. Kiss the frog, kiss the prince, kiss everything. And everything
the frog turns into the monkey.
Kiss the monkeys was the only one not taken on the website. So we thought, all right, let's do it. Let's do Kiss the Monkeys. It sounded really
awesome.
Fun, and everybody liked the name, yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, that's really
yeah, we
cool.
really love
So what brought you with, this is a question from me. What brought you to Kiss the Monkeys and to create what you're doing with this Kiss the Monkeys events that you do? And what do you do
yeah.
for
I mean, it's a
Kiss
social
the Monkeys? This
network.
Is what I want to know. Actually, I still
yeah.
haven't figured it out yet. I want to know, and people want to know. What is
yeah,
Kiss the Monkeys all about?
Kiss the Monkeys is just the which you guys are part of.
We know that.
We started it. Yeah, we started it just over a year or so ago. We only had, you know, less like maybe 50, 60 members. And we had no idea how it was going to grow. We just couldn't believe what happened. You know, right from the word go in September 2015, we had a launch on the roof deck. We had like 100 people. We had a guy who flew in from the UK. He's now become a very famous pop star. And we had this concert on the roof as the sunset. And we just couldn't believe it, the way things have happened and the grown. We've got, I think, over 7,000 members now all over the world. And the excitement of what we do is great. The main thing about Kiss the Monkeys, people ask me, what is it about Kiss the Monkeys that's so special? The main thing about it is that everybody's the same. Everybody's very kind and very welcoming to each other. There's never any snobbishness. There's never any... everyone's welcome. It doesn't matter how rich or poor you are, or what ethnicity you are, or what religion you are. Everybody is welcome into our group. And when you come to our events, you feel that. You really feel that people are kind, and you'll never find anybody standing on his own, you know, in the corner, not all shy, not knowing who to talk to. Because every single person at the event, people will go up to you and they'll say, "Hi, my name is so and so. I'm here. Welcome into the group." It's a very, very kind, welcoming group. And that's how it's become so successful, because we have grown with each other.
You've grown tremendous.
It's not about, yeah, we don't compete. We don't compete with each other. We don't, it's not about
Correct.
Who's better, which group is bigger or better. We work with all the groups, the other groups. You know, we try and, network together.
You're a
we
simplified connection to everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all the, you know, we love helping others and they love helping us.
Right.
Back.
Correct.
And we're never about, you know, being better than anybody else. It's not about that. So I think, it, you know, that's one of the secrets of its success. It's working with other people and not against them. Not competing, but working with them to
actually, the way you spread the word, that's what I want to know. How do you spread the word of Kiss the Monkeys?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work. I mean, Raquel is, you know, my other half, and she, people sort of don't realize, but she really is the brains behind the business. I'm just the sort of the sales promotion.
You're a sidekick.
She's really the brains.
Are you giving her kudos?
Oh!
Absolutely.
You're giving it. So you're a sidekick.
She's brilliant.
Al Harris, forget about it. Raquel, you get the kudos because you do all the work.
It's a woman thing, I'm telling you.
Social media is her strong point. And
where is Raquel at right now?
Oh, unfortunately, she's on a business trip, but she's good. She's
oh, she is.
To everybody.
Oh, okay.
And you know, she loves you guys.
Well, tell her to put her kudos out there for Kiss the Monkeys with Mr. Al Harris, who's on the Forget About It. And let's get it rolling.
You guys are amazing. You really are. And,
sorry.
You know, we love
Mr. Alex Harris, here we go. You were born and raised in the UK. You went to school in the UK, high school in the UK. What college did you go to?
Yeah, it was a place called Tunbridge. I didn't go to a college. We call it university. I didn't go to university in the UK, but I went to a school in Switzerland for a year, and then that's when I went to New York after that. I was never very brain. I wasn't a very brainy guy, as we call them in England. I had terrible problems at concentrating. I was always thinking about something else. People always say I've got ADD.
Is that a little ADHD or is that just cause
I think
that, you're just I out there in the world wondering what should I do?
And that's KTM world, okay?
Hey, I was the same way. I was the same in school. I was like, forget about it. Forget about it.
Guess what, Alex? We have a couple callers.
Oh, we got callers on.
All right, so the first caller.
Hold on, Alex.
Bring the first caller on.
Let's get it rolling. Hold on.
Yes, there we got go. It. So are you on, caller?
Hello.
Who's
hi.
There?
Hi. How are you guys? This is Tan Benny from New Jersey.
Hey.
I have a question for Kiss the Monkey, so let me say.
Oh, my God, from Jersey. Wow.
it's so cold over here, by the way, but I'm really enjoying the show. So, all right, so KTM stages these exceptional events that guests speak about so highly all the time. Each and every event attracts so many people, more and more social media following after each event. So obviously it's because the events are great. So here's my question. What's the secret to staging a good event, Al?
Oh, that's a wonderful question, Tani. Yeah, I think the secret is to make sure everybody's involved. Everybody's having a good time. You know, I go around the events that we do, and I make sure everybody's in the picture. Everybody has their photograph taken. So they all have something to look forward to, and everybody's involved. I will go around the room. I will make sure that there isn't one person who isn't involved, who isn't having a good time. And if I find someone that's not having a good time, I go, come on, you're going to have a good time, and I introduce them to people. One of the things we're planning on doing is having some ambassadors who go around the event, and they make sure everybody's involved and having a good time, and they'll wear like a little badge, and that's one of the things we're going to do in future events. The secret of a good event is always to involve everybody, make sure everybody's having a good time, and of course when you have an event in a different city, then that's much harder. So the secret of having an event in another city is to make sure that you have an anchor in another city. So we just did a big launch in New York, which everybody came to in New York. And then we had a partner in the event who had a big networking group in New York. And they were very helpful, and they were partners in the event, and they got together, helped us get together with the fashion shows and stuff like that. So it's very important. You can't go to another city without having an anchor in that city, without having someone who you're partners with. Because you can't do everything yourself. It's impossible. So it's very important. But anyhow, yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, absolutely. I have another question, if that's okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Tanuja.
Hi. Hi, Raquel.
It's Barbara and Giordano. How are you?
Barbara. Hi. Good, Barbara. How are you?
If I can't see you, at least I can hear you. Good. How are you, sweetheart?
Correct. I'm well. Did they take me off the radio? Am I off the radio?
No, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I do have another question. All right, so Al, what's the plans for Kiss the Monkeys this year, 2017? Everyone wants to know.
Oh, that was my question.
So many plans, Penny. Yeah, we've got the San Francisco launch April 22nd. And then what we decided to do is really go for it. Spread the word, travel the country. We've got Chicago in June. We have Miami in September, and we're just about to announce something very exciting in May. We're going to have a mega mansion party in Beverly Hills, actually in Bel Air. We're going to meet the people tomorrow, and it's going to be absolutely unbelievable. It's going to be way, way beyond anything we've ever done. So keep your ears out for the announcements in the next day or so. But it's going to be massive. We're very excited, and so this year really is about spreading the word. Getting the good news out there about Kiss the Monkeys, and it's not just about Raquel and I. You guys are all part of it. It's a huge team we've got now. There's so many wonderful people involved, and you guys all on the phone here. Thank you so much for all you do. We're so great. It's only the beginning. You know that we've got so much to look forward to. So it's fantastic.
Well, that was my question was the same as Tanuja, the plan for
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think this year it's consolidating. We had a big year last year, and everybody's going, well, how on earth, you know, can you keep growing? But I think with the people that who are on board helping us, like you guys, and the people that keep joining, I think it can only get better and bigger and bigger. And I believe that we've created something together, all of us together, we've created something completely unique, something really special that can just be, you know, within a year or two can have hundreds of thousands of members. And we can be doing events all over the world, not just in California and New York and places like that. But we can do events in all countries, in everywhere in the world. And the group that we've created, the love and the peace and the giving back, can only help the world and make the world a better place. That's what I really believe.
Alex, hi. This is Michael in Las Vegas. I want to say hi to you,
Michael.
And Nick.
Wow.
One of the absolute best ever events on last Saturday evening on your 50th birthday. I was so happy to be there, and I enjoyed myself immensely from the moment I walked in the door to the time I reluctantly left. You outdo yourself on every event, I'm telling you. That was a magnificent production. I had a fabulous time, and I'm looking over the pictures, and they're warm-hearted memories kept for life. So my best to you, Raquel. Also to Nick over there, the pizza guy. He knows who to root for, telling me better stay on top of Villanova all the way to the national championship.
Forget about it.
Where we were last year, we were right in your living room watching the Wildcats take out North Carolina. We're going to do it again.
My God, this guy sounds like
amazing, Michael.
I love you.
Mike, is this Mike? Forget about it,
brother. I love you, Nick. Take care.
Is this Mike? You sound like Jim Valvano.
Oh, Wildcat.
Thank you guys for coming. You guys were amazing coming. You know, Nick, we had people from all over America. We had a guy from New York. We had a lady from Philadelphia, a lady from Pittsburgh. We just flew in just for the evening. Can you believe that?
That's right. Exactly right. You know, the lady came in, Kimberly Clark, flew in from Pittsburgh. We picked her up at the airport, and she drove with us down to Santa Monica, and then we drove back up here on Sunday afternoon. But it was just really something special for her because she'd never been to a Kiss the Monkeys event before.
She had a ball.
And she had the best time of her life.
That's
really
amazing. All that travel.
Everybody had a fabulous time. We missed you, Nick. We were looking for the truck with the pizzas.
Yeah.
What happened?
I should have went there with the truck. I would have made a lot of money.
It was much up in the hills. It was a really tight.
Oh, let's get it rolling.
You would have had to roll off the side.
It was so fun to see you, Mike, in Vegas. We had so much fun there.
Yeah, we had a blast.
Please come back for the championship. We're going to go one-on-one with somebody. It's going to be Villanova against somebody, and we're coming out a repeat. We're going to win like we did last year.
Well, we got to have Al there with us, too.
Yeah, because he's a good luck charm for Villanova. Al Harris is a good luck charm for Villanova, let me tell you that. Okay? I never was so happy in my life. I almost jumped off the balcony into the ocean. You know what I mean?
I've never seen anybody so happy as Michael when they won that. It was incredible.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I met Michael at the event for Raquel's birthday party, where Al.
Oh, yeah, he was in the kitchen.
Hold on. Al let us come to his house. He let us use his kitchen. He actually let us stay there. He gave us a bed to sleep in. And we organized.
What a gracious man you are.
His show for Raquel.
Yep.
I created masterpieces of dinners of different recipes of chicken picante. We had penne alla vodka, and I would have loved to have my pizza there, but I made a lot of chicken picante.
Yeah, they were.
And I made a lot of penne alla vodka, and let me tell you, in 45 minutes of 7 hours of work, it was gone.
But, you know, Barmia and Michael were the sidekicks.
And then we had Michael and Barbara as
the
sidekicks.
Hello, Nick.
Is that Barbara?
One of the things I love most about Kiss the Monkeys is meeting people like you and falling in love. It happens all the time.
We got to fall in love to be in love.
You're going to meet the chairman of the board. You know you're going to meet the chairman of the board of South Philly. He used to date Miss South Philadelphia. Okay, you didn't know you were going to meet that guy.
If it's not Kiss the Monkeys and fall in love, then you're not falling in love.
Hold on a second. Here's Barbara. Hold on.
This guy dated everybody. I don't know. Forget about it.
No kidding.
Anyway, I love talking to you guys. Allie,
yeah,
David.
I'm sorry to meet you in Malibu. We were supposed to go to Malibu.
Yeah, we were supposed to be there, but we were waiting
and
for an oven
pickup. We had to wait for the oven to be picked up for, like, actually, if we were there, we'd still be there waiting.
Oh, so you got sidetracked. You got sidetracked.
You know, we could,
yeah,
we could do
serious.
A, we could do a story
this
about
is,
that.
This could be like
okay.
A movie.
You could do a story about it, I'm sure.
No, 48 hours.
Wait a minute.
48 hours away.
The oven was there so long we could have invited your group down and we could have made pizzas there.
I'm serious.
We had a quick trip to L.A. this time. It was 48 hours just about in and out.
Well, I have a question for you.
48 hours of waiting.
I have a question for you, Barbara. When you're at Alan Raquel's event, and what exactly, if you were to sum it up, what would you say about this group, this couple that is this wonderful organization, and what have you actually felt that you've gotten from them as far as, you know, just your camaraderie and, you know, contacts and all that kind of stuff. Tell us a little bit about that for Al.
Well, I'm optimistic for the future of Kiss the Monkeys. I love meeting these people. I've met so many people this past little over a year, and everybody is so supportive of each other, and it just, Alex and Raquel foster that. It's just a group of caring people trying to help other people in whatever way they can. And I like the pleasant, you know, it's pleasant. Everyone's so positive. And
well, everything is so beautiful. Right? My God, the people are all dressed so perfectly. And, oh, my God, they're just gorgeous.
Yeah. It's a lot about that, but it's a lot about a lot of things, you know. It's not about how much money you have or how beautiful you look, or it's just
no,
about
but their fashion shows are beautiful.
Being together, having fun, socializing. I like the socialization of it. You know.
Oh, that's good.
I've gotten very close to some of those people, and I really haven't had, you know, made. I've always had friends. I've always been that way, but this is different. I don't know. It's just you're meeting people, and you just know you make an instant connection. Like
that's awesome.
People doing like-minded things, you know, and trying to do good things
well,
for
sure.
Others.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I think their fashion shows are very elegant, and I think that the people that they have involved and, you know, that are entertaining all the people that are there for social purposes, I think that they're definitely getting a really good show. I think they put that together very well.
I like fashion shows. I like the singers. I love the singers personally, you know, like James Brown, his fiance, Tiara. But I'm going to think that maybe three singers, the fashion shows are good, and we somehow have to figure out how to get these people to stop eating all the food before it's served.
Oh, no kidding. That's very true.
Because you guys had done the cooking. The following party, December 10th, was Raquel's. I believe that was the date. I had done the cooking, a lot of the cooking. And other people brought things, and that worked out fine. But this last party, everything was gone before I had a chance to serve it. So,
where did it go, Barbara?
I'm going to say food station. And people monitoring it. And you have it at a certain time. You just don't go digging into a dish and pull sandwiches out, you know?
Right. No, people are funny.
Other than that, I'm perfectly satisfied with the way it's going.
That's awesome. So Al, let me ask you something. What is on your agenda this next time? What are you getting ready to do?
Well, I mean, San Francisco is going to be on the 22nd of April. So we're going to do a nice event up in San Francisco, like a launch party for there. But we're not going to do a major event there because we're planning this major event in May in Bel Air. So it's going to be a low-key launch in San Francisco, but a big one in Chicago. That's going to be in June. So we're looking forward to that. And it's going to be there's some very exciting plans ahead, and this year is going to be phenomenal. Yeah.
Alex, will Skip Haas be involved in the one in San Francisco, the fashions?
Yes, Skip Haas, the fashion designer, the leather West Coast leather fashion designer. We did a big event with him at Halloween, and we
That's
had like
right.
40 models in a fashion show. Yeah, 40 models in a fashion show. Unfortunately, his shop isn't going to be ready. He's moving into a new shop. It's not going to be ready in time for April 22nd. So he will come to the event. Yeah, he'll be there.
He's based
so
out
he,
of
we're not going to do it. Yeah, we're not going to do it at a store this time.
What is Kid Shop?
Sorry?
What is Kid Shop?
Kid Shop, no, West Coast Leather. His company is called West Coast Leather.
West Coast Leather?
Skip Haas.
I said, no.
His name is Skip Haas. The plan was to have the event in his store, but his store's not going to be ready in time. So we're going to have an event in a really nice restaurant or lounge in San Francisco, and then not a big event, but maybe 100 people, something like that. And then we're going to have a mega event in May in Los Angeles. So we'll look forward to that.
And you just had one in New York too, didn't you?
We did, really big one in New York. It was amazing. We had it at the top of this incredible building by the Empire State Building on Fifth Avenue. And we flew in, the day we flew in, it was a horrible snowstorm, but we still managed to get in okay. And then we had an amazing event that night. We had 5 fashion shows. We had some live performers. It was absolutely incredible. And lots of people in New York came, and we had a really, really good time. So that was special, yeah.
It's a good thing you weren't there this week.
Yeah, it was great to go back to New York.
So let me ask you something, Al. Now, what do you see? I mean, I realize you've got all these different things going on, but where do you want Kiss the Monkeys? What exactly is the primary thing you want Kiss the Monkeys to do out there in the community where would you like to see yourself next? I mean, I realize you've got these events and stuff, but what exactly would you envision, and what have you and Raquel come up with that you would like to see yourself do with this, with the rest of this year and next year?
Well, one of the things that we're about to start is the Kiss the Monkeys volunteer task force, where we do all sorts of amazing events. We go downtown, we feed the homeless. We did that not long ago with an actor called Corey Feldman, and we went down there and we did a food stand and we did a toy stand and clothes stand and we're forming this volunteer task force. Where we go into old people's homes and we help the old people learn how to use Facebook and stuff like that. Or we go onto the beach and we clean the beach. So that's one of our first things we want to do, this volunteer task force, because we want to help other people. We're people who need help and people who are less fortunate. So that's the first, that's the immediate thing we want to do. But eventually, I think Kiss the Monkeys is going to morph into a major events company. That lots to do with charity, but the Kiss the Monkeys will become an event where it'll be, and also we're going to be bringing in a membership. So once you're a member, you can be part of the group and you can do all sorts of amazing things with us. And but the membership will be coming up in this year, later this year for sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah, lots of great plans for it. So,
Can we say one word? Forget about it.
It's
awesome. Forget about it. Yo, Al, you're doing a great job.
I'll see you on this show pretty soon, okay? I want to see him on this show. I want him on here.
Who's this?
Anthony Alessandroni, the guy from Philly, your friend, my friend, our friend. You know what I mean?
Oh, is that called Forget About It?
Yeah, he knows how to say forget it coming back from when he had the count.
Is this Mike?
This is me. Johnny Crisconi wants some airtime. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm only kidding. I love you guys. It's all good on Broad Street. It's all good in South Philly. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Here's Barbara. But that's all I got to say about that. How about
You're
that?
You're cracking me up.
Yeah, that's good. So,
Michael.
Yes.
What are you doing right now?
I'm doing
very well.
So primarily,
I'm doing a lot better than I deserve to be doing.
I'm sure to be. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well,
that is. I'm telling you what, it's all good with J.P. Crisconi on Oldsmobile dealership on Broad Street, right there. It's all good.
Well, you know what, Michael, we're glad you came on. We have a couple more questions we have to ask Al, and then we've got to go to our nutritional fact, and we're going to have to go to our recipe of the week. So thank you for coming on and asking questions from Al. We need to finish up our interview, and we're really grateful that you came in. We're hoping to see you soon, and Barbara too, and I hope you guys have a great day, okay?
Okay, love you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you too, guys.
All right, take care. And Al, so we want to finish this up. We really think that, you know, what you do is amazing. And, you know, I think that you and Raquel have such an amazing energy. Everything I see about you, and when I look at your pictures, it's so charismatic, and you look like you guys are having so much fun, and no wonder everybody wants to come to your events, right?
Yeah, I wonder why.
I think giving back and helping others and having fun, it's what life's all about, you know. I really, really hope and really, you know, when everybody comes to our events, they feel that love and they enjoy that camaraderie, as you were saying just now. It's so important to have fun. And, you know, who wants to go to an event where it's kind of like, oh, you know, you're bored or you don't want to be there? That's not what we're about. We want people to have fun and have a good time. And it's so important for us that that happens. And we're so grateful. We've got so many wonderful people on board. And it's, you know, Raquel and I never think it's about us. It's about everybody. It's about everybody in the group. And we have 7,000 people in the group, and every single one of them matters. Every single one of those people counts.
That is incredible amount of people. My gosh.
A lot of people.
Yeah. We love
you know,
that.
I like the way you give everybody a little bit of season. You know, I noticed that even on social media, you always invite or you introduce people and you make them feel so special, each person that comes in. And I think that is really another piece of it. You know, it's not just about the membership. It's about how you make each member feel, you know, and they're proud to be a part of your organization. And I think that they do get a lot of really good connections. And, you know, even when we were there, I met the top hairdressers. I mean, I realize your fashion shows require, you know, different people to come in, but it's great that those type of people want to be a part of what you're doing. So
But at the event on Saturday, we had 75 people volunteering their time.
Singers,
models. Yeah, it was incredible. 75 people volunteered to help for that event. And, you know, when you have that many people on board to help, it can only be good. You know, it can only be a good outcome. And we're so grateful to all the people that help us and all the friends that help us. And everybody, even the models, guys, even the models, all the amazing models we had on Saturday, they're all Kiss the Monkeys members. Everyone who comes to our event is a Kiss the Monkeys member. We never hire people from the outside. If everybody is involved, is part of our group and a part of our family, really. We call it our family. And that's
you know, I think that is a real key component, you know, treating your people right and making sure that your people are, you know, not just getting credit for what they're doing because, you know, because then that makes them want to do more for you. And I think that's great that you do an in-house thing. Also, I think that, you know, you do have a lot of talented people within your organization.
The more they receive, the better it is.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, connection with, you know, opportunities, I think sometimes can help people because they've done all this wonderful stuff for you.
Yeah.
But the loyalty and the respect, I notice you have a lot of that in the room when we were there. So
that respect, you have nothing.
That's right.
Thank you guys.
Right.
Yeah. I hope you felt that amazing spirit at the event because we never want people to go away from the event not having had a good time. Every event is new people come every time, and that's a great feeling that rather than, you know, we have an amazing core group of maybe 100 people, but each event lots of new people arrive and lots of new people come, and that we're very happy. We love that. It makes us very happy.
Well, so what exactly, when is Raquel coming back? Is she going to be back and you're going to be doing that thing you said in Bel Air? Is that what you said?
San Francisco is next. You know, of course, what we also do is we get involved with other people's events. We try and help them promote them, and we help them, you know, get our crew. We had an event just maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago where this very nice fashion designer came to us called Pamela Quimsey. And she's doing very well. She's very up and coming. And she said, Alex, you know, I've known her a long time. She said, Alex and Raquel, can you put a few people together for my birthday party? So this was like 2 days before her birthday. So we went to the Beverly Wilshire Hotel near Rodeo Drive. And we put the word out there that there's going to be a nice birthday party. And guess what? 300 people came.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
How many people?
300.
Yeah. No.
That's
300
incredible.
People.
Forget about
it. 2 days
before
her birthday. It was
amazing. Wow. Do you fly to your different destinations or do you guys drive at all?
Well, yes. Yeah. I mean, we flew to New York, of course, because that's a long way.
New York.
Are you saying you're going to drive to New York?
Yeah, right. No.
unless you're Nick Rubin.
No, but I'm sure that you have driven to places like San Francisco before. But, you know, that's what we do all the time when we come down. We do the 9-hour drive, and it gets really
9 hours.
Well,
you go to 12 hours.
Yeah, we did Vegas. It took us forever to get there.
Wait a minute. Our last trip that we just got back from, it took us 12. Wait a minute. We left at 4:30. Yeah, 12 hours.
Yeah,
wow.
We were in a train wreck, basically.
It was terrible. We sat for the longest time in traffic.
We were in basically an accident that was happened, and we're sitting there for 3 hours. And we looked online and said we're like a mile, 2 miles away from the distance. So we said, okay, we're going to do a U-turn. So we did the U-turn and went around, and then we went back onto a sideway to get to I-5 to get to where we need to be. And we went past that traffic, and that traffic was still sitting there.
So I have a question. Have you had any blunders? Have you had any, you know, I realize that you have everything dialed in. It's all systematic and everything. You've got all your volunteers and all that. But do you ever have any blunders where, you know, things just don't come the way, you know, they don't happen the way you want them to? I mean, have you been able to, you know, learn anything, you know, that way to make your events, you know, better the next time?
Hello? Are you there?
Hello? Okay, well, we're going to go to commercial, and, you know, I guess something happened with Alex, and anyways, I hope everybody's doing well.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the event, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Hi, everyone.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate...
Are you serious? Hello?
Hello? I'm back. Okay. Sorry, guys. I lost you.
We lost you.
What happened? The difficulties, for sure. My goodness.
Bada boom, bada bing.
So I guess you can answer the question we were asking, but we do only have a couple minutes left. So.
All right. We have exactly 4 minutes left, but we got to end you in a little bit, and I have to go to my 17th guy's recipe of the week, and then... And he's going to go to her wellness coach.
Oh, I'm still here, guys.
All right. So let's end this right now with Mr. Alex Harris, who is the prime inventor of Monkey Ways.
Kiss the monkey.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you talk.
We were asking you exactly, you know, what exactly would you say is one thing that you would say makes you successful and maybe a blunder that you've had where you felt like, you know, something happened where maybe you could have done it better, you know? I mean, obviously everybody has those.
Gosh, yeah. I mean, it's so important. It's so important to be organized. For these events, you know, Raquel is very, very organized, which is fantastic.
She is very organized, and I think that's awesome. I think that that really is an attribute to her, and I think that she's an awesome woman. All that detail and work that you guys do is amazing. But
how long have you been with Raquel?
About 2.5 years.
Yeah, we've been together. About 2.5 years now, guys.
It's been
amazing.
Wow.
We've had an amazing 2 years, and I just probably lost you because I was driving for a little bit. But yeah, she's an amazing lady. She's very, very passionate, very caring, wonderful. Everybody loves her, and she is, as I said before, she really is the brains behind Kiss the Monkeys. I'm just the sort of promotion.
I was just going to say that. He's the brains behind Kiss the Monkeys. Awesome. All right, Mr. Al, thank you for being on our show. We have 2 minutes left. I have to go through this real quick with my recipe of the week. Actually, no, it's my pizza recipe of the week.
We have 90 seconds.
Go ahead.
We're going to do it now. So Celebrity Pizza Guy.
So since you're on here, we're going to do it right now.
We're
going to
do it while you're on.
Ready? We're going to have a potato skin pie. How would you like that, Al? With Kobe Jack cheese. Hold on. Potato skin pie. Kobe Jack cheese. Sliced Idaho potatoes. In a sour cream base. Top with bacon and scallions, served with a side of sour cream. Whoa, how would you like that?
Amazing.
Yo, that is like having a potato stuff.
20 seconds.
Oh, forget it.
So just to let you know, if you want to make sure that you have just enough fat on your pizza, you want to make sure not too much. And you know what? That's a big...
Forget about it.
Wow,
Al, you've been on for 50 minutes, and God bless.
God bless.
Love you.
God bless.
Thank you so much, guys. Love you too. Take care now.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao now. Ciao now.
Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it!